T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got the word this morning, the World Cup is returning to the USA, with FIFA awarding the 2026 tournament to the North American bid. A few games will be in Canada, a few in Mexico, but the bulk will be in the USA. Carlos Cordero, president of the U.S. Soccer Federation.
On behalf of our united bid, Canada, Mexico, and my country, the United States, thank you so, so very much for this incredible honor.
From Sochi, one of the host cities in this year's World Cup, here's WCBS reporter Kevin Rincone. Tell us about today's vote and who else is in the running, Kevin.
Well, Wayne, for the first time ever, the World Cup tournament will be hosted by three nations. This morning, as you heard there, FIFA awarding the U.S., Mexico, and Canada the right to host the games in 2026. The three groups anticipate generating $14 billion in revenues to be split evenly. There were some geopolitical concerns, but not enough to really delay the effort. 60 out of the 80 games will be hosted in the U.S. As mentioned, MetLife Stadium was proposed in the joint bid by the three as the location for the final game. The rest, as mentioned, would be split evenly. Some of the quarterfinals and semifinal games would be split evenly among some of the other locations. But again, the games coming back to the U.S. for the first time since 1994, where at the time it did get the highest average attendance by far of any World Cup, with close to 69,000 fans at each one of the games. And this time around, there will be double the teams competing. It'll be up to 48. This year, to give you the idea, 32 teams are competing. So a lot more teams, a lot more games, and a lot more chance to make some money.
Kevin Rincone joining us, WCBS reporter from Sochi. The World Cup is getting underway. This World Cup is getting underway tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.